Here on 98FM, it's Leanne Hanifin with you on the Saturday Social Now. If you're looking to meet somebody, but you're so sick and tired of the dating apps, well, there's a single and ready to mingle hike that is happening here in Dublin tomorrow, and here to tell us all about it, fitness coach Karina Duffy of ecofitness.ie. Good morning, how are you?
I'm great. Thanks, Emil, for having me on.
Thank you so much for joining us. Now, I absolutely love the sound of this event, but before we get chatting about it, your mission is to connect people through movement. What does that mean?
Yeah, that is my mission. And I suppose I didn't really talk about that in any kind of airtime recently, but that is my mission. So I am, because I run fitness classes myself, both in person and online, I noticed that obviously since the whole mess a few years ago, that people lost the connection. Mm-hmm. And when people came back in together in person, you could see the magic and we'd say the energy among people. That's within fitness. So recently, 2 years ago, I became single myself, and I just noticed that I wasn't using the pub scene and I wasn't using the nightclub scene to meet somebody.
Yeah.
So I found it a little bit difficult to not meet somebody within that scene because I was newly sober as well. And I was like, right, that's it. Eventually, when I'm able for it myself and get the energy first with amongst all I'm doing, I'll start walks and hikes to connect people and to see, can we connect them for friendship and see what happens.
Yeah.
So that was the whole thing, is to help people build up their community, and especially doing it through something healthy like a walk as well.
And like you said, because obviously we had the couple of years where people weren't able to go face to face, but I can imagine as well that technology is another factor in all of this, because we are able to do everything online. Our phones make our social lives so much easier. We can text, we can send voice notes, we can shop online, we can book appointments through websites, and now we can actually meet people online and start dating as well. So I can imagine that with an event like this, Karina, there's maybe a little bit of apprehension, is that the word, around meeting people face to face, spending a couple of hours with them as well. So what would your advice be to people that might be feeling that way?
I would say show up and use these events to build up your confidence, because that's what I did for the last 2 years. I was pushing myself into different scenarios to build up my confidence, we'll say, to talk to guys, because people think, oh, you're very confident. Yeah, in certain situations, yeah.
Of course.
But in situations where I'm not used to, like meeting guys and put myself out there and go, well, this is me, will they like me and all that jazz. So at least the walks, they're casual, they're a bit of fun. I set the tone, set the scene. They're very much organised that everybody gets to talk to everybody. So even if you are shy, it doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
We'll help you. And in a nice way, that it's not kind of shoving you in front of someone, here, talk to her or talk to him.
Yeah.
So it's done in a nice way. That's why it's called mingling. I like to get people to mingle. And you never know, someone that you mightn't be attracted to physically, you could have a really good connection with them. And next thing, because looks fade after a while.
Yeah.
And it does, doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they do. So it's nice to get that connection with somebody through their personality and through interests and hobbies and different things like that. And you'll only get that by talking to people.
Yes,
and
very true. And coming to events like this as well, I can also understand that maybe people have expectations, like, but maybe don't have expectations is the message with this as well. Like, don't, you know, hope to come to this event and get married at the top of the mountain once you're done the hike kind of thing. But people can meet other like single people as well and friends and stuff like that. And we were having a chat before we came on air about some of the lovely, lovely feedback that you have gotten from people who have taken part in these events previously. You've only had them up and running since June, which is absolutely phenomenal considering how many relationships you've gotten out of it, and just again the feedback that you've had as well. You need to tell us about the letter you have in front of us right now.
Well, this melted my heart yesterday. I was driving into a meeting and like I was tears in my eyes driving in the car. I said, this is magic, I cannot stop doing what I'm doing, we have to keep going, even if three show up, doesn't matter, we're keeping going. So a letter came in where I teach classes, not many people know that area. So I was like, how did this come in? So a letter came in and it's called Chasing Sunsets, Chapter 1, The Phone. So basically it was about Mrs. Y and Mr. X. And it said, hello, Karina, please find a piece that another member of the solo crew and I would like yourself, the administrator of WhatsApp group, to share. Mm-hmm. And I said, okay. So basically they met on one of the walks.
Wow.
Now we say hikes, that's just kind of the way we're kind of selling them. But they're walks, they're flat ground. So just in case anyone's like, I won't be able for that. So they met on a walk. and they went away for a weekend, and there was a lovely message within this two-page little story.
Yeah.
That the one of the messages that I took out of it was, it's amazing how two people think differently within a date. So they were walking along the beach, they were going away for the weekend, he lost his phone on the beach, she was panicking because she wanted to fix the situation. Mm-hmm. That'd be me as well, let's fix it.
Yeah.
And he didn't want to ruin the moment. And he said, can we leave it? It's fine. It's only a phone, because he was really enjoying her company.
Oh,
but she wanted to find it.
Yeah.
So they left it till the next day. They went back to the house. Oh, I won't get into it too much, but just a lovely scenario. It sounded like they booked two rooms originally, but they ended up having like a camp scene then that night, watching a movie upstairs with all the blankets. Oh my God, it's gorgeous.
Love it.
The next day they went back to the beach, found the phone, and that was chapter one of their story.
Wow.
Now, whether it goes anywhere or not, right, even to have that weekend with someone really cool, mm-hmm. for the memories, even if it went nowhere else, yes. I think that's magic.
Yeah, exactly. Isn't it? Like we say, the expectations, you know, have none. And
have
just
none.
Enjoy yourself, get out there, meet new people. Like, there's two pages of that beautiful story already, and hopefully many more to come as well. There have been relationships that have come out of the events.
Yeah, well, this is apparently the fourth, I suppose, dating kind of relationships early, I suppose. So this is the fourth that we know about. So I always send out a feedback form. I wait for about 6 weeks.
Okay.
Because you don't need to give it time. You're not going to send out a feedback form the next day. So the first email I got back was from the Killarney Walk. And I got that back a few weeks later. And I knew them because I knew the two of them. I said, if they don't get together,
nobody will.
The magic, and you could feel the energy from the two of them.
Oh, wow.
To the point where I was sitting, we always go for coffee afterwards, and that's where the crack happens. So I always go around mingling, chatting to everyone myself, and kind of getting to know people. And I left them two alone because I sat in. I went, actually, I'm the gooseberry here now. I need to leave.
Oh, really? And there's something between them they have to kind of figure out for themselves.
I felt it. And I was like, oh my God, this is so cool.
Wow.
And whether they're still together or not, I don't know. But look, at least, as I say, if you get one magic moment from something, mm-hmm. that you can let your guard down, have the bit of crack, see what happens, and then at least it opens up your opportunity to go, okay, there is magic out there if we just kind of let the barriers down.
Yeah. And there's one of the single and ready to mingle hikes happening tomorrow in Dublin. Now, this one is sold out.
Yeah.
Which is amazing.
It's deadly.
Absolutely amazing. And there's people on waiting lists, so they're obviously very in demand at the moment. But where can people go to find out about the next ones? I'm presuming you're going to keep doing it.
Yeah, so there's myself. I'm very fortunate that my members are on board with me as well, my long-term members. So they're the leaders with me. So I have to collaborate with them today to figure out dates. But we're going ahead for Cork, Sligo, County Down, because we met someone at EP, a big local business. We always try to support a local business. I said, we're coming to County Down.
Love it.
So we're going to put dates today on the website ecofitness.ie. Look under solo events and they'll just keep an eye on that. And I always put little ads up as well, so people will see them within the area as well.
Amazing. Karina, thank you so much.
Thank you.
They sound amazing, and best of luck with the walk as well. Tomorrow we'll keep an eye on things, ecofitness.ie. Thanks for joining us on 98FM.
Thanks, guys.